Okay, we're on air. Hello, everyone.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome back to Café Confesiones.
Oh my goodness, it's been so long. I like forgot the name, to be honest.
I kind of forgot a little too.
Oh yeah.
It's been a couple weeks. I mean.
Yeah, more than intended.
Yeah. No. It was reading week last week. So.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was really short though.
It was a little bit shorter. So, I would have loved to have 2 weeks of reading week. That would be fun.
I feel like that's too much though. I feel like I don't like how our reading week was essentially 4 days because Monday was family day. So we would have gotten that day off anyways. And I also had a midterm on Saturday. So the Saturday leading up to it. So my reading week wasn't long enough.
Well, yeah. But it's also the same for Thanksgiving if you think about it.
Yes. Which also sucks.
I know. So. But if you think about it, it's kind of nice because there's other universities that don't get that. They only get like the weekend and like the holiday, which is kind of annoying.
They, like, for example, Guelph doesn't have a reading week, but they end earlier.
They don't have a reading week for the first semester. Second semester, I'm pretty sure they do have
it. Really?
Yeah. Oh. From what I understand, they only have like one official reading week, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
That. What did you do?
I went to Portugal.
Oh, okay. That's. I'm sure you told no one that. For sure.
No, I was. I just kind of did it. For fun. It was supposed to be a solo trip. However, my friend ended up joining me, and that was so fun. We stayed at a couple hostels. We went to Porto in Lisbon, and. Honestly, the food was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fish.
I can imagine.
Lots of seafood.
Lots of fish.
Yeah, they have good like fish.
Oh, I thought that was a metaphor, but you know.
Okay.
I understand.
No, it was lots of fish and seafood that I had, which was like it was delicious. And yeah, lots of partying.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of
fish.
Lots of fish, lots of pastéis de nata. They were so, so good.
Mm-hmm. What, I don't know, what is that?
It's like, have you seen the Portuguese tarts? That's what like the English-speaking people call
Maybe
them.
Maybe visually I've seen it, but
you probably have. They're like these little tarts, and they are so good. I'll show you a picture now.
Okay, wow.
They're like filled with custard. Like egg custard vibes.
Oh, wait, I feel like I know what you're talking about, but I didn't know they were. Okay, yeah, they look like I forgot what they're called, but they're like made of butter, or like they have little butter that's like heated up.
Creme brulee.
Probably.
Yeah, creme brulee, but that's kind of what the top looks like because I'm like it's obviously a little bit sugary and stuff.
But the inside has like.
Yeah, it's just Definitely. Like a custard, and it's really nice.
Gotcha.
We actually went to the place where they, like, originated from, like, the original recipe, and it's still there from, like, 18 whatever it is.
It's pretty lit.
I know, and that was really fun to see and eat a lot of that.
Mm-hmm,
And, yeah, that was really nice.
Well, I'm glad you had a great reading week. I had a pretty good one, but like I said, it was very short.
Well, what did you do?
Well, aside from like sleeping and stuff and like trying to get ahead of my classes, mm-hmm. I did go snowboarding for the first time.
And how was it?
Well, I fell many times. Mm-hmm. Who would have guessed? I usually ski, but like I went snowboarding because my friend had a snowboard and I didn't want to pay for the rentals of a ski because that would have been like $125.
Correct.
So I went snowboarding. It was fine. I got the hang of it eventually.
Mm.
And then we just went to like a bar after and ate like a ton of food because you know it's skiing and snowboarding will like make you tired.
The après ski, like après skiing.
Is that what that's called?
Well, après means after in French. So it's like after skiing, a lot of people party.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just like have food and stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't know you have skied before. Like,
yeah, no, I love skiing. I haven't done it. I haven't done it in a long time, but I just whenever I do it, it's fun.
Mm. Where'd you go?
It's Glen Eden, because I'm from Milton, and it's literally right there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, which is nice that we have
I've
that.
I've only done cross-country skiing in Quebec.
What the heck is the difference?
Basically, well, the skis are thinner.
Okay.
So they're, like, very thin, and there's, like, a path.
Okay.
That is, like, and you just, like, go like that. Like,
oh, it's so like it's not on a hill?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
No, well, you could go up and down hills.
Yeah.
But it's basically, like, you're doing, like, a cross-country ski race.
That's, like, the most random thing
I've ever heard. I know, it's really random, but, yeah, my parents put us in that when we went to Quebec.
Okay.
It was really random.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly normal.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's tons of people who've also done that.
Probably. I mean, I've been wanting to go skiing for a very long time. And then I met my roommate first year, Taya. Shout out Taya, I guess. I'll tell her to... Well, she wanted me to shout her out, so...
Oh, really?
She's a big skier, and she's promised to teach me how to ski, but it's been 4 years later, and still nothing, so...
Damn.
It's
kind of crazy.
I know, it is kind of crazy. So we'll see when that happens. But yeah. So enough about that.
Yeah. What would you like to get into?
I don't know. Do you want to do?
Yeah, because we have a couple of different topics of discussion
for
today.
Two different.
As
things.
I mentioned during our first, I guess show.
Yeah, it's a show.
Podcast, not really, but
no, because it's live. So
yeah, that's true.
Show.
I was really into Reddit stories and like just random Reddit stories, and I figured that, given the nature of this show, I could introduce one that is, you know, with the theme and is about Latinos and Hispanic people and such and such.
Yeah.
So, you know, would you like to hear it?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay, okay. So this is from R Hispanic. Is the first thing that popped up when I like Googled them.
Yeah.
And the title is "I Don't Feel Hispanic Enough."
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. What do you think about the title to begin?
I don't know the story, but
well,
I...
Yeah, that's that why.
Well,
hence
yes.
Hence the title.
But I do agree with the title.
Oh.
I personally don't feel Hispanic enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before I used to feel less, even less
before?
Hispanic. Like
when?
I want to say like first year... And before.
Okay.
Like before I was probably 19.
Mm-hmm. Who were you if not Hispanic?
Well, I kind of was in the middle of being Hispanic and like,
mm-hmm.
Like not Canadian, but like, Canadian, I guess. I was just kind of in the middle. Like I didn't feel Latina enough.
Yeah.
And I did not feel Canadian enough.
Okay, fair enough.
And I think I still sort of feel that way.
It's a crisis for immigrants and such.
Yeah, it is. How do you feel about that title?
Oh, me? It's not something I necessarily think about a lot.
Mm.
But, like...
If
I were to think about it, I could probably find some things.
Okay.
like, whenever I go to, like, visit, like, go to, like, Mexico... Because I haven't gone back to where I'm originally from. As we mentioned, Venezuela, I haven't gone back there. But I've gone to Mexico a couple of times because I lived there. For a little bit, and it's definitely a culture shock, and like trying to speak Spanish with people who think that I can't speak Spanish, and are trying to like, oh, like look at this guy. We got to speak to him in English because he doesn't know how to speak Spanish, and that sort of thing. It's probably when I feel it the most. But like here, it's like whatever.
So, I mean, do you feel more Hispanic or Canadian? Like Latino, sorry.
I don't know, to be honest.
Okay.
Like I said, it's not something I necessarily think about or like, but even if I were to feel one inclined against the other, I think it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
No, it doesn't matter. It's just that, like something to ponder about, you know?
For sure. Okay.
Okay, go for it.
All right. So, I immigrated to United States. Okay, this person doesn't have the great grammar. I love it. With my mom when I was 8 years old. Now I'm close to being 17, and I have recently noticed how I just feel like I'm not even Hispanic at all. For one, I have trouble speaking Spanish. I understand it well, except when people use slang from their own country. Not only do I have trouble speaking and communicating with Spanish-speaking people, but I also just don't feel connected to my culture. I barely listen to Hispanic artists or Spanish songs. I've also been told by gringos and Latinos themselves that I'm too Hispanic. Oh, sorry, that I'm too whitewashed to even be considered Latino. My Spanish teacher even called me the fake Venezolana because I barely speak Spanish to her and struggle with it. I also can't dance at all. And I don't know how to dance salsa, bachata, merengue, and other dances. I tried to ask one of my very few Latina friends, and she just replied with, "It should be something you know." This has all made me be ashamed to even call myself Latina at all. Sometimes, okay, by the way, this is sometimes spelled S-O-M, like some, and then T-I-E-M-S. So I feel like this is not an issue with her Spanish. Maybe she just doesn't know how to.
Yeah, just
she might just be struggling a little bit. But that's besides the point. Anyways. Yeah. Sometimes when introduced to myself, I just say that I'm American or just white. That's crazy. Because I technically am white. I have brown hair. I always straighten and light. Okay, this is incredible. I always straighten and light colored eyes. Great sentence there, guys. Great sentence. I just want to feel like I should be able to call myself Latina without feeling like a quote unquote poser. Or just feel like a white girl trapped in a Hispanic girl's body. I'm sorry this is low-key just a vamp, but I wanted to know if anyone else feels this way. Two crying emojis.
Okay.
There's definitely a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to have to like see the story so I can go line by line.
Oh, really? Okay, I feel like the first thing that caught your eye was like the whole like maybe slang. The fact that there's slang.
Oh, I mean, slang, there's certain slang that I struggle with, mm-hmm. I would say.
But like she said that it's from other people's country, so I feel like
that's something everyone struggles with.
Yeah, exactly.
If you think about it. I mean, even in English, I would say, like, if someone says to us, like, I don't know, if you didn't know, like, put shrimp on the Barbie.
I don't know what that means.
Exactly. Like, that's from Australia, and yeah, it's like, just put shrimp on the barbecue, you know?
If the thing is, it's like if, I feel like if you don't know the slang of your own country, that's one thing, but they're talking about slang of other countries, which yeah. I think is separate. She also says she has, like, not connected to her culture. She barely listens to Hispanic or Spanish songs. I also barely listen to those type of songs. Yeah. Like I only recently started to get into Bad Bunny, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because of his new album. But prior to that, I would only listen to like one-off songs. And I'm not like well versed in that myself. I know I'm sure you are, but like,
I am.
I am. Okay. Nice.
I am. I am. Well.
Yeah. I can't relate at all. Me.
No. And that's fine. That's mm-hmm. fine. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so I do agree with her. The slang is difficult, but mm-hmm. I guess like that's just something that's difficult for yeah. everyone. The music, you know what? Mm-hmm. What can you do?
Yeah, yeah. That's like, another thing.
It's whatever you like, yeah. I guess.
She says she came here when she was 8 years old.
Yeah.
Right, which is coincidentally the same age I came to Canada at, and I feel like. Sure, I struggle with Spanish sometimes, but I'm not incapable of communicating. Like, I only speak in my household to my parents in Spanish.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't think I have an issue with that. And I also don't think I run enough. Like I said, I get made fun of my Spanish when I'm in a whole nother country, not when I'm, like, here. I guess the U.S. probably has more Latinos.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
That's another thing. But, like, hey, man, you're in the U.S. at the end of the day. You should be fine in theory.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she, like, has, like, issues speaking to her family in mm-hmm. Spanish, because she didn't mention anything about her family.
That's true.
Because I'm like, okay, yeah, you got there really young. It's bound to happen. I mean, I got here when I was 10.
Like, my sister is, like, what? She came here, she's 5 years old, younger than me. She came here when she came here when she was 3.
Yeah,
and
so.
And she can still speak. Mine, like, obviously not as well, necessarily, but.
No, but, like I was saying, I mean, I came at 10, and I still struggled to keep my Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Like, I was saying, like, I didn't feel like Latina enough until like probably 3-4 years ago
mm-hmm.
because my Spanish was lacking.
Yeah.
Like again, I didn't necessarily get made fun of, but I could tell that mm-hmm. people were like, oh, she's not from there. She just kind of learned it. Yeah. And I'm like, no, wait, I am. I promise. I just like struggle. Yeah. So coming even younger, like going even younger to like going somewhere else, like especially in the States, I would say, yeah, I get it, girl.
Fair enough. She also says that when she introduces herself, she says she's American or just white, which I think is kind of crazy if you ask me. I like, what is that even? Who even these, like, I don't even understand that. Like, who is American?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you should be able to tell. Like, she says she's technically white, but doesn't say, oh, like, my mom or my dad is white. Or, like, my dad is white.
Okay.
She says, I have brown hair. I always straighten. The sentence ends there. I assume she means hair.
Yeah.
And light-colored eyes. Okay.
Okay, here's the thing, though. Like, all Latinos look different.
Yeah, like, so, you like, could be from Spain and look exactly like how she's describing.
Well, they're not Latinos, but, like,
well, yeah, but
a lot
it's
of...
our Hispanic. She doesn't feel Hispanic enough.
I guess so. Yeah. But, like, you could be, like, very fair, very, like, have very light features and still be the most Hispanic or Latino person ever.
Exactly.
So, girl, I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
I mean, if you were born in America, yeah, I could understand being like, oh, I'm American. Because a lot of Americans, and I've noticed this, they don't really introduce themselves as their background. Whereas here, it's like, if you ask someone, you're like, oh, where are you from? Someone will say like, oh, I don't know, they're from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, maybe they weren't born there. It's just, like, their parents' background.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like not a lot of people will say, oh, I'm Canadian.
And it's, like, they just claim that that's right? where they're from, and that doesn't have to be a part of their identity.
Yeah, whereas America is, like, a little bit different. Like, I've encountered a lot of Americans being like, oh, yeah, I'm American. And then it's like, oh, but, like, their parents could be, like, Mexican or, like, I don't know, Venezuelan even. But they'll say they're American, which, I don't know.
That doesn't...
I mean, it's different. It's not necessarily weird or whatever, but it's different than what Canada does.
There's a big comment here saying, like, this is the top comment. It says, ask yourself this. Would they say that to someone from Latin America? When I was younger, I guess no one here has good grammar. When I was younger, having grown up in a majority Hispanic community, was often ostracized for being a book nerd and not being the typical hoop earring chola makeup Latina.
Oh my God.
I grew up with the perceptions of how Latina women should be. I was very self-conscious, fast forward to my late teens and early 20s, and I live in Mexico, where the truth is that virtually very little women act or dress like that. And in fact, there is a large community of book nerds. Where I live, in fact, Guadalajara is considered the book fair capital of the world. Okay, this person just really likes books, I guess.
Yeah.
I realized very quickly that in the U.S. we have a misconception of what Latina should be because of how marginalized we've been made. Is that why? Like, is that, like, I can understand, yes, there are certain stereotypes, but is it okay. Yeah,
continue.
I don't know. Yeah, there's an exaggeration because we don't fit into the U.S. mold. Whereas you will find very little difference between Latin families and the U.S. family. Okay. We all have to work to go to school, pay the mortgage, pay the rent, etc. You're not less Latina than you already are. Remember that. Be proud of your roots and always keep in mind what people say doesn't make you what you are. Also, a significant portion of people in Latin America don't speak Spanish either. In, Oaxaca. Okay. Mexico, for example, the native community still speaks their pre-colonial language. Crazy comparison. Sometimes people in that community don't even speak Spanish. Spanish is Spain's language. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Preconceived notions, marginalized people make you feel ostracized. You're Latina no matter what. Sorry if this was long. I am passionate about things like this. Hope this helps a lot. That's a pretty silly comment.
I think this person's very into books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very telling by the grammar.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. And then a response down there. I'm not going to read it, but they're like, they continue talking about, especially as someone with nerdy interests, like video games and comic books. Sorry, like, can't Latinos like comic books?
I guess we can't.
Or reading? That sounds like...
We're not allowed.
Yeah, I guess not.
We just need to...
Okay, so then because I'm Latina, I can't like books. I love books, you know?
That's pretty interesting.
Okay, that was very stereotypical. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, she mentioned like the typical hoop earring chola like mm-hmm. makeup.
Yeah.
Who? I mean, there's definitely a lot of people that probably love that vibe and love that makeup. But
yeah, like if that's you, then
hey, but man, here's the super thing: why are you stereotyping? Again,
it's not even, I feel like it's not even that. Like, why are you trying to be like, oh, if I'm like this, I'll be accepted?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you're not that and you try to make yourself that, when if you, for whatever reason, get into a group like that, then you won't have a great time.
Yeah.
So, very interesting. Very, very, very interesting.
I mean, yeah. Very interesting what they're saying. Oh, someone said, someone downside said, I made some grammar mistakes. Sorry if it doesn't make sense. Thank God.
At least she acknowledges
that. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, the book stuff really got to me because I'm like, okay. And then the makeup as well. I'm like, I was very self-conscious. I mean, I think you could still be yourself and call yourself Latina. Also, that there is very little difference between a Latin family and a U.S. family.
Debatable.
I mean, sure. I feel like there's different like priorities, and I'll talk
like,
about
like
it
they're
later.
They're both families.
Oh
you
yeah,
got
absolutely,
that right,
absolutely.
That, like, they both have family in the name.
Yeah,
there's that similarity.
Yeah, but they're definitely different. They definitely not all of them. Again, we can't stereotype and have that, but there's definitely people that are different from that mold of Latinos. Like I don't know when you think of a Latino family, what's the stereotype?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't even know how to answer
that
question.
It's like, I
feel like it really depends.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. I wonder, what's the stereotype?
Are you Googling this?
Yeah, of a Latino family. I don't know. Let's see what they say.
What came up
is like, what are the stereotypes of Latino people?
Okay.
And then it says Hispanic and Latino men are more likely to be stereotyped as unintelligent, comedic, aggressive, sexual, and unprofessional.
Yep, that's me, guys. That's 100% how you would describe me. For sure.
Okay. Yeah, Latino families care about education. They do. Oh, yeah, I guess there's a big portion of Latinos I know in the States. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the statistics here, but yeah. I know in the States that there's a big portion of Latinos that do not have like a high school diploma. That's a very big thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm assuming that people probably think that Latinos don't really care about that.
About what sort of thing?
About education. And I feel like a lot of Latinos do. Maybe in the States.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
It's with any family. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Like the stereotypes are kind of crazy. And I don't know, these people here on this Reddit page, I'm like,
they're a bit silly. To be fair, yeah. I don't know how old this is.
5 days ago.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. Because yeah. She's 17. I'm not going to like.
She's young.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of things, especially even the reply. The one talking like about how she's a bookworm. She's definitely I am 19, but I can definitely feel like these people got a little bit of growing left about like these type of like unnecessary insecurities.
I mean, we all got some growing left to do.
Yeah, for sure.
We're very young.
Yeah,
I mean.
But especially within like their identity
teens.
And kind of being secure in that because
both OPs
or both like talkers or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Seem very like insecure, like their identity seems very based on like what everyone else thinks.
Yeah.
So like they'll get over that eventually.
Or they'll figure it out.
I don't know.
But that's not up to us. But I do feel what they feel. I mean, at some point I didn't feel Latina enough.
Yeah. No, but hence, that's what I'm saying. You felt that way once.
Yeah, and then I found ways to figure it out because I always listen to like Latino music. I've always been into music in general, so I always listen to a bunch of stuff. But I would say like first year, I found this podcast in Spanish that were like Venezuelan like mm-hmm. people. And I'm not joking, that helped my Spanish so much.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it was insane. Like, actually, I like was able to like speak Spanish and not sound like, I don't know, a foreigner. And like, mm-hmm. I was able to like,
because I will say slang. Like, when I speak Spanish, I've been told I either have no accent or have a slight Mexican accent, given, you know, that I like lived there for 3 years.
Yeah.
But whenever you speak Spanish, I can't really point to like what accent you have. If
yeah,
like I don't know, have you ever gotten like had that conversation or
I've gotten definitely that I have like a very diluted Venezuelan accent. Okay. Or I've gotten people that say your accent's like super on point.
Oh,
like
really?
It's very Venezuelan, and I'm like, I mm-hmm. feel like I don't sound Venezuelan enough even now. It's not necessarily insecurity.
Like, I would have had to like, it might just be a confirmation bias to think that you do speak like with a Venezuelan accent, but like, to be fair, I did know you're Venezuelan before I heard you speak.
Yeah,
is like Spanish, mm-hmm. so I guess I can't like make that distinction very well.
Yeah.
Of and like,
I'm, yeah.
Yeah, of like, oh, you're Venezuelan and you speak like this. Oh, you speak very like how a Venezuelan would like.
Yeah.
Had I heard you speak Spanish beforehand, maybe I could have made a less biased. In it, you know, like
correct, but we thing. Can't go back in time for that.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, maybe we'll do some research on that, and I'll meet some new people, and
they can give you
them.
Better insights.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, for sure. Yeah.
I don't know if everyone at the event tonight knows
oh,
where I'm from.
Yeah, for sure. No, they definitely do.
Oh,
if
okay.
anyone comes,
well, if there's like very new people
for
that speak
people.
Spanish,
yeah, it's true.
There's
oh,
couple,
I guess you could test it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I could be like, okay, where do you think I'm from based on my Spanish? Because a lot mm-hmm. of people also might say that I'm Colombian because
really?
The people from the coast speak very similar to us.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Very, very similar.
Really?
Yeah. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, if you like cookies, you know, that's our event.
I was going to say, where is he going with this?
Oh, if I yeah. like, if you like cookies.
I was like, yeah.
Did you forget the event that we were having?
No, I didn't forget. I was just like, I don't know. I was taken aback. I was like,
I
like
cookies?
A cookie. I like a cookie.
Yeah, who doesn't like a cookie, man?
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm pretty sure in the first episode we talked about your favorite
cookies?
Cookie. Or maybe I've asked you what your favorite cookie was.
At some point, I feel like, because my answer was like these ones from the dollar store.
Yeah,
like
you
Dollarama.
Said it was like Dad's?
These oatmeal cookies. Yeah.
Is that, are they?
I forget the brand, but it's these oatmeal cookies.
Are they
really
the
good.
Ones that are called Dad's? Like the one in
I
the yellow
so.
Box?
No.
Or it's the other one? The other one?
I think I know which ones you're talking about, and those are crunchier.
I like the crunchy. I tried those Dad ones that you're talking about because they sell them on campus.
Yeah, no, not the Dad's ones.
No.
Those ones I actually don't like that much because they're too crunchy. I prefer them.
See, I didn't
cookies.
Love that one that you say is your favorite cookie. Is
which one?
I don't know the
yeah,
name.
Yeah, I forget
the
name.
I forget
too,
the
to
name,
be honest.
But is there like a guy that's
yes,
kind of like.
Yes, it's like a guy
flexing.
With a little mustache.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
They sell them like in the vending machines at school.
Do they?
Yeah. I was in the 24-hour lounge and then I went to get a snack because it was late and I was like, oh, I want something. I saw the cookie and I was like.
I was actually going to do that like the other day, but I didn't.
Yeah. So
that.
I went to get a cookie and then I was like, oh, I wonder what this cookie is. It was really soft, and I don't like a very soft cookie.
I'm not opposed to crunchy cookies, but I prefer like a, you know, a 60-40 type of thing, you know.
I prefer a 60-40.
But like in the other direction.
In the other direction, I would say.
Fair enough.
70-30. I don't love a soft cookie. Only sometimes. And also, I do have a bone to pick with.
Oh.
The 24-hour lounge vending machines.
Oh, do tell.
There is a vending machine. It's the middle vending machine out of the three, because I've remembered this, where they have drinks, right? They have three Nesties locked in there.
Oh, my goodness. Do they?
I'm not joking. I've tried buying them every single time I go.
Tried?
Because it says no purchase available. for those three nesties.
They don't exist.
They don't exist in there. Everything else you can buy except for that. And I was like, maybe it's my card. I put in money. And then I was like, maybe it's the money.
Maybe it's for that reason.
Yeah, maybe it's just not for us. And I was really upset about that. So vending machines do better, I guess.
Yeah.
I also, on my flight, got a cup of Nesty. The real Nesty. When they give you like a drink on the flight.
Do they open the can and pour
it
in?
Yeah. Because I asked her, I was like, do you guys have iced tea? And I'm assuming she was Canadian because if you ask anyone else like for iced tea, like they're like, okay, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever. She would have thought like fused tea, but iced tea is Nesty. And then she was like, oh, I don't know if we have any cans left.
And
but
I had cans
left. I'm going to check. If not, it's fused tea. And I was like, oh, if you do, great. If you don't, then it's okay. And then she was like, yeah, I do have. And I was like, oh, my God. I kind of wanted to take the whole thing.
Airport food is treating you better than...
Well, no, it wasn't airport. It was like in the flight.
Exactly.
It was
on airplane. Airplane. Mm-hmm. Airplane food is treating you better than...
Than vending machines here,
vending machine in Florida, that's kind of insane.
Okay, well, here's the other thing I wanted to talk about. Some superstitions. Are you a superstitious person?
Honestly, not really, except the knock on wood thing. But, like, not even.
I would like to think that I'm a superstitious person.
I don't think I am, because I feel like if I look back at... I do a lot of things that would garner superstitions for most people, but then I'm just like, eh.
Okay.
It's not real.
It's not real? Okay.
Yeah. Or at least I just tell myself that.
Okay.
And it works.
I have some superstitions here that are apparently common Latino superstitions.
Oh, really?
From various countries and regions in Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
Provided by ChatGPT.
Oh. Okay, not sponsored. Hashtag not sponsored.
Yeah, not sponsored by Chat. Mm. We don't
imagine,
love that.
Imagine.
No. So I'm just going to read them out and then you tell me if you've heard of these, because I've heard of some of these, but not all of them.
So the
first one is La Llorona.
Oh, okay.
I'll read about it. This is a famous legend throughout Latin America. It's said that the ghost of a woman, La Llorona, or the weeping woman, wanders rivers or lakes crying for her lost children. It's believed that children should not be near water at night to avoid being taken by her.
I've watched the
movie.
The horror movie. I've watched like the cartoon. I know there was like a cartoon thingy. Oh. I forget what the thing is called, but it's I don't know. I watched it as a kid.
Okay, what do you agree or not?
To it being real? You know what? I don't know. I have never really been one to think about that,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't think, I think I'm like on the middle point, because I'm not one that feels, like, this is a boring take, but I'm not like, oh, yes, I fully believe in that, nor am I like, oh, yeah, that's definitely fake, like 100%. Mm. I'm more of like in the middle of the road, because I know that definitely if you do believe it, you believe it or whatever.
Yeah.
But then if you don't, then you're like very like, oh, yeah, I don't believe this. Like, that's fake. I'm just like, hey, honestly, like, it could.
If it is. If
50-50.
If it is. Yeah, okay. Okay, I feel the same way. Because I'm just like, okay.
It could be real, but
if it's
everything
real,
is exaggerated.
Here's my thing. If it's real, don't come for me. Don't.
Okay,
like,
PSA? PSA, don't come for me?
Yeah, no, like, to the spirits or whatever superstitions, whatever it is, don't kill me. I don't know.
Great PSA.
If it doesn't, then we're good. But if it does, I believe in you. You stay away from me.
Okay.
The next one, spilling salt. If you spill salt, it's bad luck.
Okay. Well,
to reverse the bad luck, you must throw a pinch of salt over your left shoulder. It's said to ward off evil spirits.
Why would you tell me this? I spill salt all the time.
You didn't know this? No. I knew this.
Or maybe
one.
I knew this at some point, but I forgot.
It's like
about
if you
it.
Spill it, you grab it and then you throw it over your left shoulder.
That does sound familiar to me, but I definitely like it was locked away in some part of my mind. Define spilling salt though. Like if it's like, let's say like if you like it like it's in like a bag and it like spills. Does that mean spill like? Like I don't not like if it were to like just if you were to tip it over and it all falls, that's spilling salt. But like if you're just, if you grab a little bit too much, like what does it mean by spilling salt?
You just like spill it.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it. Like if you spill it, you spill it. Think about it.
No, you're not. You're cooking with that. I understand now. I understand now.
Yeah, correct. Okay, next one is knocking on wood.
Yeah.
I would say this is not even just Latin America. I think everyone knocks on wood.
Probably.
Sweeping feet. If someone sweeps over your feet, it's believed that you'll never get married.
Oh.
To avoid this, it's common to spit on the broom or to immediately walk backwards.
Okay, that is insane. I've never heard of that. Walk backwards, okay.
I've heard of the sweeping feet. I don't want you to sweep over my feet because then I'll never get married. That's one that I do believe in.
Okay. Interesting.
However, I've never spat on the broom or walked backwards.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this existed, to be completely honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a bit silly.
Number five, we have itchy palm.
What?
An itchy palm is a sign of upcoming financial gain. But if your right palm itches, you're expected to receive money soon.
Okay, how is that a superstition?
If it's your left palm that itches, it'll mean you'll lose money. And you can try to rub on wood to reverse the bad luck.
Okay, maybe I'm starting to feel more inclined to the 100 side of like, this is fake as hell.
I've never heard of this one and I think it's crazy. The broken mirror.
Okay, yeah, that one's pretty general.
Friday the 13th. Everyone thinks that's an unlucky day in many countries.
For sure.
Which kind of sucks because my birthday, I think this year is Friday the 13th.
Oh.
So.
Mine would never be.
Well, yes. The evil
fun
eye.
Fun fact.
Fun fact what?
Fun fact.
Okay. It could never be that. Yeah. Okay. The evil eye, it's like the superstition that envy or jealous stare can cause bad luck.
And that's Latino?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. A lot of countries believe in it.
Really?
Yeah. So,
interesting.
The full moon.
The full moon is a superstition?
In some cultures, the full moon is seen as a time when supernatural forces are stronger. People may avoid making important decisions during this time. Okay. So, I've actually heard of this one. And my cousins used to tell me you can't cut your hair.
You can't cut your hair?
Yeah, you can't cut your hair.
What? During a full moon?
Yeah, because it's like you're not. Or you might have to cut your hair. Like you might.
Oh, so you don't know whether it's.
I don't know. There's one type of moon that if you cut it, you're good. If you don't cut it, then you're fine.
Extremely vague. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh. Have you abstained from cutting your hair on a day in which you plan to as a result of a moon?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
No, I haven't done much about it. I just know about it.
I certainly hope I haven't done so unknowingly. But I feel like superstition's gotta, like that's not real unless you think it's real. Because, like I said, there's tons of things that I don't know about and in theory will never know about. And never consider a superstition just because I don't know, right? So I will never be superstitious because I don't know about the superstitions. You know what I mean?
Correct. I feel like people can also create their own superstitions.
Really?
My friend.
Yeah, I guess with patterns and stuff.
Yeah.
Like if this happens over and over again.
My friend, she had the superstition that if you stepped over her, you had to step back over her so it would be even. Because if it wasn't even, I don't know if she wasn't going to get married or she wasn't going to like, do some big thing in her life.
So how do you make up the never married thing?
I don't know.
How do you make that up?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know that?
Because she made it up. I can understand if a cause and effect of every time this thing happens, then that other thing occurs.
Well, correct.
But how is she supposed to know that, if you do this, then I will never get married? That's very, it's kind of...
I don't know.
Amen. If anyone listening, you know, has a superstition like that, my bad, but that's
no, but
crazy.
It's valid. Each person can have their own beliefs. That's what. That's
no matter
what
how crazy they are.
It's crazy to us, but it might not be crazy to other
I
people.
I guess. Maybe they had like a premonition or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like they had a vision.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It was nice talking
oh.
to you.
Oh, thanks. I feel that one's a bit forced, but you know, thank you for it was very also nice talking to you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, we must go. There's a lot of stuff to do still.
Yeah. We
have our event in 8 minutes.
So that's exciting.
That's super exciting, but we also gotta study for midterms.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm done all of my midterms except I have one on Monday.
Yep.
But I am also doing like 2 case competitions today and tomorrow. So
yeah.
I don't know when I'm studying for it. So
yeah.
Wish me luck, guys.
Like me.
So, you know, I tell everyone who's listening to keep a lookout for, you know, any future events. We actually were supposed to have one during the day of the snow day on the Thursday before reading week.
Yeah,
it was a Valentine's
13th.
Day themed event. But unfortunately, as I'm
got
you know,
snowed
sure
out.
Yeah, we got canceled.
Yeah, we got snowed in.
But,
yeah.
You know, I'd say for everyone to stay look out on future events. I know our next one that isn't the one today is a tote bag one. So for anyone who likes tote bags
and painting
said tote bags, you know, anyone who's artistically inclined,
I
encourage
you,
even if you're not, even if you just want to draw a nice smiley face and get a cheap tote bag, that sounds like a... great idea to me personally. And
no, me too.
Yeah, is there any final words you'd like to say?
Believe in whatever superstition you want to believe in.
Yeah. I yeah, sure, guys.
Believe in whatever you want, as long as it makes you happy and you're not hurting anyone else.
Of course.
Yeah.
No matter how crazy it is.
Yeah. Anyway, it was good talking.
Yeah, of course. We'll see you guys later.
We'll see you next week. Bye.